Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, kiddos, here we go. 4 o'clock in the beautiful afternoon from Lakeland Village Golf Course out in Allen, Washington. Headlines are brought to you by our friends at Buddy's Goodies and Glass. It's always 420 at Buddy's, baby.
My name is Diego Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
We got not one but two games in the NBA playoffs tonight. Eastern Conference semis, Atlanta. How about this, man? Nate McMillan one game away from the conference finals as an interim coach. Didn't Steve Fisher win the Final Four interim guy?
Yes, he did.
Just give the guy the full-time gig for crying out loud. Tip-off 4:30 from Atlanta. This will be the Hawks' first trip to the conference finals since 2015. If they win, game six in the West. Clippers up 3-2 on Utah. Tip 7 o'clock tonight from Staples Center.
Russell Henley has birdied the first hole that he has played today to tie up Richard Bland at the U.S. Open. Richard Bland is done at 5-under par. Louis Oosthuizen in third at 4. Big names still hanging around the top. Bubba Watson and John Rahm at 3-under par. Xander Schauffele at 2. Brooks Koepka 1-under.
The Mariners last night. Get a win 6-5 against Tampa. Kyle Seager, Dick's favorite player, comes off the bench with a pinch hit game-winning infield single in the bottom of the ninth. M's now 35-36. The quest for 71.5 is alive and kicking, baby. Game two against Tampa tonight. Michael Waka Waka against Yusei Kikuchi at 7:10 this evening.
Suns All-Star Devin Booker and Wizards All-Star Bradley Beal have committed to join the 12-man Team USA roster for Tokyo.
All right, we're going to do a little fun with audio slash. Hey, did you hear that? In a matter of minutes, a beautiful Friday. We are hanging out live, baby, at Lakeland Village Golf Course until about 5:15. The night before they drop the puck in the Vegas-Montreal game. You'll hear that live right here on 950 KJR. But joining us right now on the radio show is a guy that I've known for a long, long time. A little bit nervous, though, because we just had somebody come in to call the radio program who bid this big auction item up, and Ed Mortimer sent me a text off the air from Precision Mortgage and said, whoever it is that's doing the bidding off the air, I will not be outbid. Whatever it takes, I will get the job done, and this guy delivered. I've known Ed for a long, long, long time, going back about 15, 20 years, and Ed Mortimer of Precision Mortgage has just dropped $7,000 on this package to benefit First Tee Seattle, all courtesy of Tommy Bahama. Ed, I've known you for a long time, and I'm a little bit nervous. Can you cover this on your own, or you kind of have a couple of buddies helping you out here, man?
Oh, you take credit cards, right, Tommy?
We do, but does yours have a $7,000 limit on it? I'm not sure about the cards that you have.
I'll put a couple of them together. We'll make it work.
Well, this is great, and I got to, by the way, Ed, give a quick shout-out to Kent Farmer over at Meridian Valley Realty. He came in at the last second and was pumping this thing up. He was willing to go as high as 65, but Ed was not going to be outbid. So $7,000, man, this is awesome for an awesome cause over at First Tee Seattle. You're getting 63 holes of golf with you and a buddy next Sunday at Chambers Bay. You're getting two Around the Sound golf passes, a bunch of different rounds of golf with carts and foursomes at Meridian and Valley Country Club, Glen Acres, Lakeland Village, the Sandpoint Club in Idaho, and we're going to throw in a custom-made Gen 4 PXG driver just for you. So please, tell me you're a golf fan. Tell me you didn't buy this for somebody else and you bought this for yourself.
Yes, I got it for me and some buddies and then some clients, and it's for a great cause, so I'm very happy to help you out. And Sophie, it's been 21 years. It was a Holiday Bowl 2000 in San Diego when we first went to Tijuana together with your ex-girlfriend and my ex-wife.
Yeah, that's the thing.
If you remember that night.
I do. I was going to keep that off the air, but that's fine. We can discuss that. So the relationship I have with Ed is that Ed and I, at one point, were with the same woman. Not at the same time.
Oh, hey, okay.
Not at the same time. Okay. I dated her in high school, and Ed ended up marrying her, and I believe got divorced when it was all said and done. But the last time we hung out together, all three of us were in Tijuana. So, yeah, I've actually had a lobotomy since then, trying to block that memory out of my mind.
Well, first of all, Ed, I can't believe you guys actually remember 21 years ago in Tijuana. That's stunning that you
That was the Chris Massey Holiday Bowl against Texas.
Yeah, that was a great
game. Major Applewhite.
It's a great game. Ed, how many holes are you actually going to play next Sunday?
Well, I was just on top. We're coming back from Chalice Coast right now with some buddies, so I didn't think I was going to be able to pull it off. So we're going to – I'm going to get 18 for sure, and if I could get more, I will. I've put together a bunch. I didn't talk to anybody until I won, so we're now I'm going to – we'll put it together and make it work.
I love it. Well, listen, man, I know I'm just busting your balls a little bit here, but very, very generous of you, man. You're a good egg. You're a good dude.
Yes.
Tell us what's happening over at Precision Mortgage. I mean, if you're going to drop $7,000 on
this
package,
plug. It's the least we can do.
We can at least give you a plug for your business. What's happening at Precision Mortgage, man?
Hey, well, we're a wholesale lender, so we don't have a middleman at all. So if you want a quote, you want the lowest pricing and cost out there, that's what I deliver. So feel free to look me up on the web or give me a call, and I'd be happy to give any of your customers or radio listeners, I should say, a quote and tell me what I can do for them.
I love it. Well, Ed, you're a good guy, man. Awesome stuff, and we'll see you out there Sunday. However you want to divvy up amongst your pals, we'll talk off the air. We'll figure it out. But thank you so much, and this is going to an awesome cause at First Tee Seattle. So we will see you next Sunday, and I'm sure we'll see you for a bunch of those foursomes as well. Thanks again, man. We'll talk soon. All right, buddy?
Good stuff.
All right, you're welcome, guys. Take care.
You got it. Ed Mortimer from Precision Mortgage.
That is so cool, man.
Kent Farmer from Meridian Valley Realty came in and was involved in the bidding process. I want to give him a plug as well. KentFarmer.com, I believe, is his website, too. And he's also a member at our club at Meridian Valley. So you know he's a good guy. You know he's a good dude if he's a member at that place. So big thanks to Ed Mortimer for jumping in. Precision Mortgage, $7,000 all for First Tee Seattle. Big thanks to Tommy Bahama as well. All right, Dick, you ready for a little fun with
Let's
audio?
Do this
slash,
thing. Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that?
Hear what?
It's now time for Softy and Dick's Fun with Audio.
Jimmy G, porn star Jimmy, Mr. Garoppolo.
Presented by Body Armor. More than a sports drink with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Now, let's have some fun with audio.
All right, buddy. Lots of good stuff to get to here on the radio show. And just like the Petros Papadakis segment has been moved to 4:05 on Wednesdays, Fun with Audio every Friday, 4:05 right here on the radio show.
Did you hear what?
We get to it, and we start off with the NBA. And I think let's skip one and get to two. Is that all right? Does that work, Jackson? Because two, I know, is awesome. Let's start with number two. NBA's Monday's NBA on TNT show. Charles Barkley giving a shout-out to a man who helped return his wallet after Charles Barkley lost it. Check this out.
Can I give a shout-out? It's important.
Yeah, yes.
I want to give a shout out to a guy. He's a Georgia Bulldog.
Hey!
His name is Matt Powles. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I lost my wallet today, Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Powles, P-Y-L-E-S, I hope I'm saying his name right, he returned it.
Yeah.
He got in touch with TNT and gave me my wallet back. And that was really awesome. I lost it at Chipotle. And I didn't even know it.
I love it. I love it, man. If you found Charles Barkley's wallet at Chipotle, honestly, what would you do with it? Would you give it back? Or would you say, you know what? I got Charles Barkley's wallet. I'm going to keep this forever. I'll be on the golf course with a couple of guys. We're going to have a few beers, and I'm going to pull out Charles Barkley's wallet and shock the hell out of everybody.
I'd call TNT. I even thought about that when I watched them talk about that on the air. I was like, I would call TNT immediately. Yeah, but how can you keep Charles Barkley's wallet?
I don't know, dude. Just to say you got Charles Barkley's wallet, I got Frank Borkowski's driver's license. I found it after a Sonic game in, like, 1996. I'm sure. I think it was expired, but I thought he said Powles, as in Chuck Powles. And it turns out his name is Piles. Matt Piles. Piles. P-Y-L-E-S. So good on him. I hope Chuck gave him a reward. Do we know about that? Did he give him a reward for finding his wallet?
I don't know, but I would imagine.
He better have given the guy an award. All right, Dick, did you happen to hear that?
What's that, Dick?
Let's get to Stephen A. Smith, our buddy. After the Jazz took a 2-0 series lead on the Clippers last week, Stephen A. said this on Get Up on ESPN about guard Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. Make no mistake about it. In Utah already, I want to hear about Karl Malone. I want to hear about John Stockton. That's the best player in the history of the Jazz organization right there. I just said it, and I ain't stuttering. Donovan Mitchell is a superstar.
All right, so do we agree that Donovan Mitchell, at this point in his career, has done enough to eclipse Karl Malone and John Stockton as the greatest player in Utah Jazz history?
No, but Karl made John greater, and John made Karl greater, and there's nobody making Donovan Mitchell greater. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's jumping the gun a little bit,
yeah.
But 5 years from now, right. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that statement. I mean, Donovan Mitchell is 24 years of age, and he's averaging 26-5-4.
He's a great player. I mean, we're talking about when Karl Malone was done, there were folks that called him the greatest power forward of all time in the history of the NBA.
Yes.
When John Stockton was done, there were folks that called him the greatest point guard ever in the history of the NBA.
But they fed on each other.
Well, okay, but great. I mean, does that mean they wouldn't have been great if they didn't play with each other?
Are we now
nicking them because they played together? When you compare them to Donovan Mitchell, are we now saying that Karl Malone and John Stockton get hit because they played together? And Donovan Mitchell is not playing with another superstar. I mean, doesn't Donovan Mitchell need to at least make one NBA Finals, for God's sakes, before we start having that
yes.
kind of conversation?
Yes, and that's why I'm saying it's premature to have that conversation.
Yeah.
But, hey,
yeah.
James Worthy gets nicked.
Right.
James Worthy gets nicked all the time because he played with Michael Jordan. Magic Johnson. So.
And Kareem. I think he gets nicked because he didn't have the opportunities he would have had somewhere else. Because he played with Kareem. Because he played with Magic Johnson. Because he played with Byron Scott. I mean, those Laker teams were loaded, man.
Right.
Any of those guys before free agency in the NBA could have taken off and maybe gotten an extra 15 shots a game if they didn't play with the guys they play with, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I still don't think Donovan Mitchell is considered an NBA superstar, but he has that he has that opportunity. Whatever that next level is from superstar, because I reserve superstar for like the top 5-6 players in the NBA. I still don't think he's a top 5-6 player in the NBA, but he's arguably a top 10 player in the NBA.
By the way, good point from Kevin Shockey. David Locke says Rudy Gobert is a top 5 player in the NBA. So, to your point that he has nothing around him, David Locke would do to you what he did to me, find the newspaper, roll it up, and smack you across the face with it live on radio.
You mean like Terrence Mann did the other night when he dunked in Rudy Gobert's face and then mean mugged him afterwards?
How come every time I hear the name Terrence Mann, I think of Field of Dreams? Every time.
Terrence, what's his last
name? Terrence Mann.
What's the name?
That's
Terrence
Mann,
yeah.
That's his name in the movie. All right, Dick, did you happen to hear that?
What's that, Dave?
Did you hear that?
Sixers coach Doc.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday. I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Ripping his own team for playing hero basketball. In their this is the game they blew the 25-point lead.
Yep.
In their 3-point loss to Atlanta on Monday, here's Doc Rivers' reaction to it.
The ball movement seemed to kind of go away in the second half. You guys really just kind of stuck. What do you think? What do you think was the cause for that?
We stopped passing. You know, I thought we started the game off that way. Then we got back in the ball movement. Then we went back to hero basketball. Basically, everybody wanted to be the hero instead of just trusting the team, trusting each other. So when you do that, you usually lose, especially when the other team outworks you the whole game. And that's what they did today.
And I love the swearing for emphasis. It always just drives home the point when the guy drops an F-bomb there, so I appreciate that. But how many years has Rivers been at Philadelphia? Is this his first year or second year at Philadelphia?
First, he got fired last year from the Clips.
Right. I wonder how long he's going to last in Philadelphia, because Doc Rivers, to me, just it seems like he's cursed, man. If they lose tonight, and that's a better conversation on Monday, if they lose tonight, you got to wonder if Doc Rivers is cursed.
Well, and I thought Tyrone Lue 2 weeks ago was going to get fired, and now Tyrone Lue looks like a hero. So it's like, you know, I never thought the Clippers should have fired Doc Rivers, to be perfectly honest with you.
Right.
But having said that, you're right. He has not been able to take his team to that final level. He still has an opportunity, but my God,
it's incredible how every day there's a new GOAT and a new hero in the NBA, whether a coach or a player. Dick, did you happen to hear that?
What's that, Dick?
Let's get to the Colorado Avalanche, NHL, eliminated by the Vegas Golden Knights in the playoffs last week, and Vegas plays tonight right here on KJR. Colorado Hockey News reporter Adrian Dater asking Avalanche center Nathan MacKinnon something about their season coming to an end.
Nate, you know, I know you're a gamer and all this, and, you know, I'm just thinking maybe out loud as far as in your shoes right now. It's like, all right, we've done all the thinking we can do. We've done all the game planning we can do. Maybe, you know, just we'll just go in next year and just not think anymore and just win this thing when we don't think so much. Is that, am I on the right path at all with this? Like, maybe you just guys think a little too much?
No.
Last one here for Nathan.
He's at a loss for words. And you know what I think?
What the hell?
In the era of Zoom press conferences, right? These guys, and I'm not saying this is what Adrian Dater did, but it kind of sounded like it.
Right.
It sounded like he was at home all night drinking scotch, watching the NHL game, and he's a member of the media and decided to just call into the Zoom call after the press conference and drop an F-bomb.
Well, I don't know. Or a guy's just looking to get some promotion for himself. I've never heard of this guy before. It doesn't mean he's not a big deal down there in Colorado. I have no idea. But, I mean, just this is what drives me nuts about this stuff. And I tell people all the time, just ask the question. We don't need a commentary from you. If you want an answer from somebody, ask the question. Don't ask five questions because then a guy picks whichever one he wants to freaking answer. Ask a question and then be done. But instead, these guys want to have a freaking monologue on these things. So I am so done with Zoom calls on media conference calls. It's ridiculous. And I am hoping that we can get back to doing things in person because this stuff is just beyond tiresome. All right, Dick, did you happen to hear that?
What was that,
Dave? Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Let's go with number six. We're discussing Major League Baseball's new guidance for players using foreign substances on the MLB Network on Tuesday. Former pitcher Pedro Martinez had this to say on the topic.
Guess what? It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up. And if you didn't do a good job at rubbing the balls the way I wanted them and I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever.
Okay, you're making a joke because you said balls and rubbing them, and you guys think that's funny, right? Is that it?
I don't know how the guys with him didn't just absolutely die.
You know what, though? This thing about foreign substances, man, this has been going on for so long in baseball, and shame on baseball for allowing it to happen. It's the same thing with freaking steroids, man. They get to a point where the pitchers are dominating, and now they want to pull back because pitchers are using this sticky crap, whatever the hell it
is. Spider attack?
And you get to a point where the hitters are bashing the crap out of the ball in the late 90s, and now you want to bust everybody for doing steroids. Baseball creates these environments.
Yep.
They allow this stuff to happen, and then when things get too far one way or the other, they pull it back. That's exactly what's happening right
now. Well, it's kind of what happens in basketball with officiating, right?
Yeah.
So officials allow everything. So what do we get? We get Charles Oakley and the Knicks just beating the hell out of everybody. We get the Bad Boy Pistons, and the final scores are 87-83, and then the NBA is like, well, we can't do that.
Right.
So we got to call everything. So, you know, it's just with baseball, it's been substances. With basketball, it's been officiated.
Dick, did you happen to hear that?
What's that, Dave? Dick?
Well, let's go to the PGA Tour. PGA Champions Tour player and golf analyst Brad Faxon joining Sirius this week and said that Bryson DeChambeau declined. They asked him and his agent. He said he declined to be paired up with Brooks Koepka at the U.S. Open this week.
Do you think that having this type of animosity between players is good for the game of golf and grows the game of golf?
We were talking about what do you call growing the game? Is it viewership or is it participation? Because those are two different things. When Michael Jordan was the best basketball player in the world, was he growing the game of basketball? He had more people watch, but he wasn't selling more basketballs. And that's exactly what's happening with Koepka and DeChambeau here. More people are knowing about this kind of little fight. It's kind of become a little bit of a Vegas sort of situation here. And I found out last night that the USGA actually did call Bryson DeChambeau and his agent to ask him if they would be okay with that, and Bryson declined.
Okay, so I want to follow that up.
Okay,
so Nota Begay, who was Tiger Woods' teammate at Stanford back in the day, former player as well, with Bet Online was with us on Tuesday, and I asked him, do you believe that? Do you believe the USGA would have actually called Bryson's agent and asked him, do you want to be paired up with Bryson DeChambeau with the Brooks Koepka at the U.S. Open? I asked Noda, do you buy that? That actually happened? Here's what he said.
Do you buy that the USGA actually approached Bryson's agent about pairing him up with Brooks Koepka?
No, I don't. I don't think the USGA, the RNA, the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, or the Masters would ever call a player and say, hey, look, is this something that you'd be okay with? They make pairings, and in the last 5 or 6 years, they've been trying to create little themes with their pairings. But I don't think they're going to create pairings that are going to sort of stir controversy. And believe me, I'm with you guys. I would love nothing more than to see these two guys. I would even love it more if they were paired together and they both have the capabilities. This could actually happen if they were paired together in the last group on Sunday.
Everybody I talk to says they don't buy that at all, that there's no way the USGA would ever do that, ever, including him. And the golf pros I talk to, they all say the same thing.
I don't understand why they weren't. I don't understand why the USGA didn't pair them together.
Yeah.
And just without asking them, fine. Now, if Noda says that they didn't ask him,
right,
why would you not pair them together?
Yeah, well, the only thing I can come up with is because golf is a gentleman's game.
They're
right?
not going to throw blows. It's just going to be very interesting.
I don't think it's even about throwing blows. I think it's about just the circus that would come along with it, right? The galleries, people stumbling over each other to get there. And there is a possibility that this could end up in a verbal altercation that could get caught on a camera. Yep. That certainly is possible. I'm with you. We're not talking about a Happy Gilmore, Bob Barker throwdown.
Correct.
I mean, I would love to see that. I'd laugh my ass off at that. But there's possibilities that things could get tense and get aggressive between the two of them. And they're just basically, I think, saying that they don't want a circus. They don't want a sideshow. They want golf. They want the U.S. Open. Not a freaking, you know, maniacal, you know, lunatic, you know, wacky situation where two guys are dropping F-bombs at each other. So I get that. Maybe they don't think they can handle it yet. Maybe they're not ready for it yet. Maybe what you do is you get these guys in a room or get them on a Zoom call so they're not in a room, and you ask them, hey, if we did this, what would the reaction be? I don't know. Everybody I talk to says it's not in their nature. It's not in their nature to do something like that. So I'm with you, though. I hope one day it does happen. All right, Fun with Audio brought to you by Body Armor. More than a sports drink with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. We're going to break. Hockey coming up around 5:15, Vegas and Montreal, right here on 950 KJ.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
All right, baby, a little Huey for you on your Friday afternoon commute right here, Softy and Dick, hanging out until about 5:15 or so. Why are we off early? Because we want to play golf before the sun goes down.
Sure.
No, we're off early because we have Stanley Cup semifinal hockey. Game 3, Montreal and Vegas, coming up about 5:15 tonight right here on 950 KJR. So one of the questions a lot of us have been pondering regarding the Seahawks and their new offensive system, Pete Carroll. Will Pete Carroll get out of the way and let Shane Waldron go to work and manage the offense? And here's the thing about Shane Waldron. I mean, first of all, he's a first-time offensive coordinator, right? He's never called, I believe, a play in the National Football League. He's 41 years old.
41 yards!
And he's going to have a 70-year-old guy back off and let the young pup take control of the offense in maybe the most crucial year in the last 4 or 5 for this organization. How many more years do they have with Russell, right? I mean, Bobby Wagner's not getting any younger. DK Metcalf's about to blow up with a giant contract in a couple years from now. So this is a pretty important season, I think, for the Seahawks in 2021. So Pete Carroll said the other day that, yeah, I'm going to let the young guy roll. It's his offense, and I'm going to stay out of the way. Do we believe him?
I do, because I think he's got no choice, and I think he's realized he's screwed up in the past. and I'm a huge Pete Carroll fan. You know that. I think Pete Carroll takes way too much crap that he doesn't deserve. However,
yeah,
when it comes to interfering offensively, we've seen it multiple times in the past before. We saw it on a 4th-and-1 in the playoffs where they took it to lay a game. We saw it, as you mentioned, in the break in the San Francisco game home
two years ago. Brutal.
They take a delay of game. It's because, you know, there's interference there, and there can't be interference. But I do appreciate and believe in Pete's offensive philosophy. And I think his offensive philosophy is simply to keep the ball away from the other team's offense. That first and foremost, which means don't turn it over, which means work the clock. And I believe in that too. And I think that offensive philosophy can still be a part of what Shane Waldron does with his play call.
Yeah, I don't like that philosophy. Not this year. I liked it in 2013. I liked it in 2014, but you don't have that defense anymore. I think you have to take some chances on offense. I'm not saying you got to be stupid on offense and throw the ball 75 times a game and, you know, seven-step drops on every single damn play, and you're third and one, and you're throwing a post route to DK Metcalf every time. I mean, you got to be obviously dominant in both sides, running and passing, and I thought that is kind of what made that offense really good in 2013, is that, I don't know about you, but I had super-duper confidence in the defense, obviously, but I had so much confidence in the offense doing whatever they had to do, whether it was putting the ball in the air, running the ball. I thought they were really good at both, and I think you got to be really good at both. You can't be one-dimensional, obviously, but just the idea that you're going to pound and ground and just play conservative and keep the ball away from your, you know, from your team's offense and not turn it over and not put your defense in a bad position, I don't think you can count on this defense to bail you out the way that you did 6-7 years ago. And if you're doing that, why are you going to sign DK Metcalf?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
F to a gigantic deal. Why didn't you give Lockett money? Why'd you draft a wide receiver with your first pick in the 2021 draft? So I think you got to have kind of a nice little hybrid, right, of what you had then versus what you have now. But as far as Pete Carroll, and if he stays out of the way, you know, look, first of all, I'll believe it when I see it because I think it's really hard for Pete to do that, especially on game day. And then number two, I don't know if he does have to stay out of the way. I mean, Pete Carroll knows what other teams are doing on defense, right? Like Earl Thomas would always say, I like to study offenses or defenses from an offensive perspective to know how they'll attack me. Yeah. I'm not saying that Pete Carroll should be calling plays. I'm not saying that Pete Carroll should be influencing what they do during the course of a game play calling wise. But Pete Carroll is one of the best minds in the NFL, period, when it comes to defense. And he should be able to feel comfortable going to Shane Waldron saying, hey, look, I know this defense that we're facing on Sunday. Here's what I would do. Come up with a game plan to maybe take advantage of those weaknesses. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
I think efficiency is the key, and you've got maybe the most efficient quarterback that the NFL's seen in the last 10 or 15 years, and I want him to be efficient. I don't want him to be a volume quarterback. I want him to be an efficient quarterback, and that's, and really, you know, whatever let Russ cook means, I don't even really know what it means. Right. I think some people...
It means run the entire offense through him all the time.
Yeah,
every time.
And I think, but I think some people believe that means more passing. That means more volume. And I don't necessarily want more volume. Right. I want unpredictability. And I think that's what Shane Waldron's going
to
bring.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do with the motion. I was really excited to hear them talk about the tempo because I think that Russell Wilson is at his best when they go up tempo. And it drives me nuts that they haven't done more of that. So I love that. I mean, the fact that they're talking about going faster. For example, look at him at the end of halves, right? I mean, their offense in the two-minute offense at the end of a half is, like, it's dynamite. I mean, they always move the ball. They always put themselves in a chance to make things happen. So I love that. I think that's a no-brainer. And whoever the offensive coordinator was, I think that's a must for this team.
I am just so tired of huddles breaking with six on the play clock. And they walk up to the line with two on the play clock.
Yeah.
And it literally almost happens every half.
Right.
And it's usually like at the beginning of the second quarter and like the end of the third quarter where it's just Russell stands up and has to take a timeout. And you're like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, why
that's
did
when there's
break?
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Why did, exactly. And that's where Pete goes hormonal or whatever. Maybe he doesn't like a play call and he gets on the headset and changes it and it just screws everything up. So I'm hoping we'll see that efficiency not only in play calling, but also the efficiency in how the plays get to Russell Wilson and when they get to Russell Wilson.
So, you know, I mean, look, as far as the Pete Carroll criticism, and you mentioned it there and you brought this up a couple times, that Pete Carroll takes way too much crap from people. I just hope that people understand. I mean, I think this way, Pete Carroll's legacy is secure. I mean, it's done.
no matter what he does the rest of the way, the guy brought a title to Seattle. He brought back-to-back Super Bowls to Seattle. So just because somebody is frustrated with where they are now, not getting out of the second round, not being able to get off to a hot start in their playoff games, I don't think that changes the overall picture for the fans. I mean, to me, Pete Carroll's legacy is in frickin' stone. The guy's on Mount Rushmore of sports of coaches in the town. He's the greatest coach in Seahawks history, and he's got that. So the question is, can he do more than that? And the frustration to me, Dick, I think is fleeting, meaning at some point it's not going to be there, and we're going to look at Pete Carroll with admiration and respect.
Yeah.
And I think right now, because you're in the middle of it, you want more, you want to win, you want to see if he can get back to where he was in 2013, but his legacy is done. I mean, the guy's a freaking hero.
I completely agree with you, but I do think there are I'll say a significant percentage, not over 50-50, obviously, but a significant percentage of Seahawks fans that are like, hey, you know, he won with the LOB, and then
he built the LOB.
Exactly, but I'm just telling you what they're saying, because I've heard it from poor. I mean, I've sat with beers with people like, oh, you know, they won with the greatest defense of all time, and look what they've done since. They've done nothing. Because in some Seahawks fans' minds, going to the playoffs every single freaking year is quote-unquote nothing.
Well, I think when you have high standards, I think when you've won a championship, I think the Green Bay Packers don't really just want to be in the playoffs every year. The Steelers are the exact same way. The Patriots were the exact same way. The Saints with Drew Brees were the exact same way. I think the question is, for testimonials of 49451, what is the approval rating right now for Pete Carroll? Right? I mean, the guy's legacy, I think, is secure, but that doesn't mean that maybe he couldn't do things better, and maybe the hiring of Shane Waldron is step number one. What is the approval rating from your perspective as a fan? 49451. Hit us some texts coming up next. The Coors Seltzer text line, hockey at 515 right here on 950.
Can supply.
Coming to you live from the Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is Textimonials.
LOL, semicolon parentheses.
Take it away, Dave Softy Mahler
and Dick Fain.
All right, beautiful day here at Lakeland Village Golf Course in Allen, Washington. KJR Day, 950 Golf. We got some tee times left for the rest of the afternoon. Yeah, somebody wants to take advantage of the twilight. I mean, dude, it's the sun's going down at like 10 o'clock at night. So get your ass out here to Allen, Washington. It's actually a known fact that the sun sunset is an hour later here at Allen compared to the rest of the world.
We're way out west, man.
Yeah, actually, I think it's 4 hours later.
It sets at like 11.
Yeah, it's light until 4 in the morning here at Lakeland Village Golf Course. So just call the pro shop. Jump on the web is the best way. LakelandVillageGC.com and book a tee time for this afternoon. The Men's and Ladies Club, $75 to join. Ladies play on Tuesday. Men play on Wednesday. Find out more about that, LakelandVillageGC.com. The early bird specials as well, Monday through Friday before 8 on the website. Beautiful place, man. Great spot. Great people. The golf pro's kind of a putz, but everybody else here is fine. Jump on the web. Find out more. LakelandVillageGC.com. All right. 49451. Coors Seltzer text line. Textimonials. What do you got there, Jackson?
Kyle Seager is the most pathetic player in Major League history. It's amazing he's been in the league this long only because he plays for one of the most miserable franchises the world has ever seen.
All right, so were the first three numbers of that cell phone 321? Because if they were, I know exactly who sent that in.
I'm not even that hard on Kyle Seager. That was brutal.
Way to come out and just, you know, stomp on the guy, for God's sakes. Game-winning pinch hit last night, and he's a freaking bum. All right.
He's right, though. If he didn't play for the Mariners, for the Red Sox or, like, a real franchise.
But guess what?
Like,
if he played for the Red Sox, he'd have better talent around him and probably have two or three championships
already. Yeah, but Boston would be killing him.
I think he'd be a better player. I think Kyle Seager has been asked to carry this baseball team offensively for the most part by himself. Every now and then he'll have a Nelson Cruz or an Adrian Beltre for a couple years here and there. But for the most part, who has he had as his wingman consistently?
That's it. They had the 3-4-5 Beltre, right. Cruz, Seager. But and even then, like, he was good, but he wasn't. $100 million.
He wasn't $100 million, but he was good. And he's not good now. And that's why you hate his guts. Worst player in the history of organized athletics. All right, what's next?
Seager's contract was not a bad one overall. He has produced roughly 21 WAR during his 7-year deal, and the going rate for position players is between 5 to 6 million per win.
There's a guy calling you out right there. You're wrong.
The analytics, community, if you want to go by that, that texture is exactly right, because a lot of people are overpaid in Major League Baseball. But just going by from my eyeballs, I'm sorry. 7 years, $100 million does not equate of what I've seen him do the last 7 years.
Well, and that really is the issue. It's not overall. I mean, it's what he's done since 2017. 249, 220, 239, 241, 211. The guy has not had an OPS over 790 in 5 years.
How much, since 2016. How much war does he have over the last 5 years?
He's got his wins above replacement. I don't have access to that right away. I will find that for you. Actually, I can bring it up right here. Let's get one more. 49451. Jackson, you know what? It's his offensive war. You want it?
Yep.
8.7.
In 5 years.
Yep, 8.7.
So he's 1.5 wins above replacement per year.
Yeah, well, it's better than 1.4. All right. What's next?
Do we have more fondness for Percy Harvin or Kyle Seager? Percy had the football when I knew the Hawks won a championship.
Good question. I mean, this is really a miserable conversation for a guy to be a part of, but the question is, who do we have more fondness for in the city of Seattle? I mean, come on,
Kyle
dude.
Kyle Seager
is not a freaking lunatic,
no,
all right? Kyle Seager has been here for a decade. He's going to be top five in almost every major Mariner category. It's not his fault that there was nothing else around him when the guy was here. Percy Harvin.
Are you Kyle Seager's agent?
No, but I think he takes too much crap.
Okay.
That's what I think. You think Pete Carroll takes too much heat? I think Kyle Seager takes too much heat.
Well, Pete Carroll's good.
And I think Eric Briggs takes exactly the amount of crap he should take. All right, what's next?
The difference between the Mariners players and Seahawks players, as far as endorsements go, is that the Hawks are more marketable in Seattle.
Of course.
Yeah, because they're winning.
True.
I mean, what am I missing here? They're winning games. They're winning. They win. They win. They're in the playoffs every year. They win. They win. They've won a championship. There's guys here that have won titles. I mean, this is a football town, right? Mostly because we haven't had a good baseball team in 20 years. And I think when the baseball team does start winning again, people will jump back on the wagon rather easily. But isn't that 90% of this? That, yeah, they're marketable because they win games.
But also you have to have a marketable personality. And Ichiro Suzuki and Kyle Seager do not have marketable personalities.
Well, I think if the Mariners had been winning games, there would have been a lot of people that you would have found out had better personalities than you thought, because you would have heard from them. You don't give a damn about these guys. I mean, who cares about Shed Long's personality or J.P. Crawford's personality?
Is that the new logo for the Mariners?
Or Justice Sheffield's personality or Marco Gonzalez's personality or Mitch Haniger's personality, Evan White's personality. It's not like they got 26 turds that are just, they have the personalities of bricks.
There are some guys
winning games.
There are some guys with great personalities. J.P. Crawford has a great
absolutely.
Personality. Justice Sheffield has a great personality.
Win games. Get him some damn deals, man. All right, we're going to break. Headlines coming up live from Lakeland Village Golf Course, and then Game 3 Stanley Cup Semis Montreal Vegas at 5:15 right here on
50 KJR Sports Headlines.
Alrighty, boys and girls, headlines on a gorgeous Friday afternoon from Lakeland Village Golf Course in beautiful Allen, Washington, brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
There has to be a flag on that. That's ridiculous.
Well, the Atlanta Hawks are off to a good start. Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Semis. If the Hawks win, they are on their way to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they lead Philadelphia 20-10. Mid-first quarter from Atlanta. Also game 6 tonight in the Western Conference Semis. Clippers looking for a trip to the Conference Finals. They are taking on Utah 7 o'clock tonight from L.A.
The big names at the U.S. Open are just hovering under the leaders. Richard Bland and Russell Henley at 5 under par. But then you've got Louis Oosthuizen at 4 under. Bubba Watson and John Rahm, along with Xander Schauffele at 3 under par, and Brooks Koepka at 2. So plenty of huge names in the top 10.
The Mariners will go at it again tonight against Tampa, game 2 of that series. They win yesterday 6-5 behind a big pinch hit game-winning infield single from Dick's favorite player of all time, Kyle Seager. M's now 35-36. Tampa tonight, Michael Waka Waka against Yusei Husei Wat Kikuchi at 7-10.
Celtics trading Kemba Walker and a 2021 first-round draft pick to the OKC Thunder for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 pick.
Got to say it right. It's not Kemba Walker. It's Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
Baseball scoreboard. Pirates lead the Tribe 6-0 after 3 from Pittsburgh. Mets and Nationals scoreless after 3. And the A's and the Yankees tied at 2 in the fourth inning as we speak from the Bronx.
5 o'clock hour, as always, brought to you by our friends at West Coast Men's Health. Perform the way you used to. WestCoastMen'sHealth.com.
Yeah, I bet you can use a cool one, huh?
Now you're talking.
This is What's Brewing, powered by Pelican Brewing, the folks that bring you Beat Breaker Double IPA.
Manny, look at this Pelican flag. Come on, Pelican.
On Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, big thanks to our friends at Pelican Brewing, the folks that bring you the Beak Breaker Double IPA. And I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity here to tell you what's happening on the radio station this weekend. 5:30 tomorrow, Sounders at Galaxy, right here on 950 KJR. And then Sunday, we got NHL hockey, baby. Golden Knights and Canadians are here. Game 3 of that series tonight at 5:15 in a matter of minutes here from Montreal. Game 4 of that series at 4:30 Sunday right here on the mighty 950.
And in the NBA, the Jazz will take on the Clippers tonight at 7 o'clock. L.A. Clippers leading 3-2 in that series. And then tomorrow it all comes down to Game 7, 5:30 tip. That'll be on TNT, Nets, and the Bucks. Who you got?
I have the Nets.
I do, too.
I think the Nets win Game 7.
The line is even, too. You don't even have to give any points.
Yeah, I think they win Game 7, and I would not be surprised if they won it fairly easily, by the way. Mariners tomorrow at 7:10 against Tampa. Logan Gilbert on the mound for the M's on Saturday, and then Sunday at 1:10 as they wrap up the series against the Rays with Marco
Gonzalez
on the hill for the Mariners. All right, we got a few minutes left until we get to NHL playoff hockey. We haven't even hit on the NBA yet, man. This is crazy what's happening right now in the NBA. And like I said to you earlier on the radio show, it feels like every other day there's like a new hero and a new GOAT in basketball. We've gone from thinking about, okay, if Chris Paul is not healthy,
they're done.
Phoenix,
they're going to get swept.
Done. Okay, well, now Anthony Davis is banged up, and the Lakers are done,
yep,
to Donovan Mitchell being the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now they're down 3-2 to, well, Kawhi Leonard's banged up. The Clippers have to be finished, and now they're a game away from the conference finals. This is bananas what's happening.
It is, and some of it, you know, let's take the injury out. It's hard to take the injury factor out of it, but if you do for a second, it's also the players that get built up and put on a pedestal.
Yep.
They're not great. They're not all-time great players. That's the thing. When LeBron gets put on a pedestal, he can back it up. When Michael Jordan gets put on a pedestal, he can back it up. When some of these guys get put on pedestals, they have off games.
Right.
So Kevin Durant's the great. Remember Kevin Durant 3 days ago was the greatest thing ever, right?
Absolutely.
Greatest thing ever. And
yes,
then, so now Kevin Durant gets looked at that he needs to step up. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you look at the Hawks being up on the 76ers right now. The guys that are really not stepping up is Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. That
right.
has been a really huge disappointment.
Let me ask you this. Who's the best player left in the NBA playoffs right now? Because I think that you might be looking at a battle for that title in Game 7 between the Nets and
Kevin Durant is the best player
left.
Yeah,
but if Giannis beats him and brings it and outplays him, then maybe people go back to the two-time NBA MVP and we're right back to where we started 6 months ago between those two guys.
Kevin Durant has the ability, though, to put the ball in the hoop in so many different ways, and it seems like every time I watch Giannis, it's unbelievably impressive how at his size he is able to take the ball at full sprint, get through three guys, and finish at the rim.
Right.
I mean, he finishing at the rim, he is unbelievable. He is so limited. Back to the basket, he's got no game. As far as like the fadeaway, like Kevin Durant has, his three-point shooting is limited. His free throw shooting, he takes 20 seconds and he drives James Harden crazy when he's at the free throw line. I mean, I love Giannis, but in order for him to take that next step to all-time NBA great,
God, he's got two MVPs.
He does, though.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It is. But he is proving year after year after year that he is not at that level. Because if he was at that, like, top 10 player of all time level, he'd be able to win these playoff series.
Okay, but here's the thing, though, that I would press you on.
Okay.
All right? And if I'm wrong, I'm sure
And I love Giannis, don't get me wrong. I love him.
Who you just got done talking about Donovan Mitchell not having anybody around him. He's got Rudy Gobert, okay? But Stockton had Malone had Stockton. Those are maybe two of the greatest players ever at their position, and maybe the greatest ever. You could argue Stockton's the greatest point guard, and you could definitely argue Malone is the greatest power forward ever in the history of the NBA.
Kevin Durant has had way more talent around him than Giannis has ever had.
Absolutely.
Who does Giannis have right now? Chris Middleton?
Chris Middleton.
Who does he have?
Drew Holiday.
He doesn't have anything.
Brooke Lopez.
He's got nothing. So if we're going to sit here and talk about all these players, and James Worthy had Kareem, and he had Magic, and he had Byron Scott, and Kyle Seager had, we have done a whole show today talking about who athletes are surrounded by. Giannis has had nothing with him. So is this really Giannis's fault? I mean, Michael Jordan did not make the NBA Finals until Scottie Pippen showed up.
It's Giannis' fault in the sense that he has got to develop his game. I mean, you can watch Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant is so freaking polished. There is nothing polished about Giannis' game. It is all power. It is all athleticism. It is all speed. It is all physical stuff. But we're watching guys like Ben Simmons, like Joel Embiid, like Giannis Antetokounmpo that just – it's like a puzzle that's undone.
Yeah.
Whereas Kevin Durant's puzzle is done. Like, what does Kevin Durant really need to get better at in basketball?
No, he's got nothing to get better at. I mean, you know, look, KD, if he takes the Nets to the NBA championship, and if they get it, it'll be mostly because of him, because everybody else is banged up. Kyrie's banged up and Harden's banged up. So if they do win it, it's going to be because of him. I just wonder how much of that stuff with Giannis you would notice if he had better guys around him. That's all I'm saying.
He'd still miss threes.
Well,
He'd still miss free throws.
Would he be taking threes? Would he need to take threes? I mean, like you said, it's not his game.
Yeah.
Why is he taking threes? Because he has to, I guess. I mean, if he had guys that could do that on the roster.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're talking about all the things he can't do. What about the stuff he can do? Right? Going to the rack.
It's been probably the best
there
in the NBA.
There may not be anybody in the league better at that than him. And the way, you're exactly right, the way he runs the floor. I mean, LeBron did that a long time ago, but there's this new thing now in basketball where guys that are 6'10 and weigh 270 pounds can run the floor like a point guard, like gazelles. It's unbelievable watching him do that.
I guess I just, I bristle. Maybe it's the basketball coach in me. I bristle at guys that are so talented and have one huge hole in their game. Yeah. And I think it's probably the easiest hole to fix in basketball, free throw shooting.
Yeah.
And you got Ben Simmons sitting there and Giannis Antetokounmpo sitting there. Giannis is shooting 68% from the free throw line this year. Ben Simmons even worse.
Did you bristle at Shaq?
Unbelievable.
Did you bristle at Shaq when he played? Maybe the worst free throw shooting superstar in the history of the NBA.
Yes, but not as much because I think true centers have kind of gotten a pass through the last 30 years at not being great free throw shooters. Whereas guys that hold the ball that are quote unquote guards, Ben Simmons a damn point guard.
Yeah.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is basically a guard in a forward's body. They have got to be able to shoot the ball.
Well, I don't know if he ever will be able to.
I don't know.
At this point in his career.
He's shooting 28% for his career from three.
Yeah,
28.
Terrible. I mean, but again, I mean, how about you find an assassin for him to play with?
Yeah.
I mean, the Sonics went out and got Ray Allen, you know, late in his career. Can you imagine if they brought a guy like that to Milwaukee, how good that team would be? I mean,
I don't know.
That's
probably all they need.
I just think instead of blaming Giannis, I'm not saying you are, but, man, it's like everything happening in Portland right now. You know? I mean, what has Lillard really had in Portland? I mean, McCollum is a good player, but he's not a difference maker. Lillard's a difference maker. And we have found out, I think, in today's NBA, you need minimum two, maybe three difference makers to win a championship.
Except maybe for this year because everybody's down so much. This might be the 1 year exception.
Because guys are banged up, yeah.
This might be the 1 year exception where a Kevin Durant and like a half a Harden might be able to win the NBA championship.
But that's the thing, that even if Kyrie gets hurt, you can put Harden in. If Harden gets hurt, you can bring Kyrie in. I mean, nobody has the depth at superstar the way the Nets have that's left in this NBA playoffs. Nobody has that. I just think it's a totally different game, and I think there's enough talent to go around for more than three or four teams to do that. All this talk that, well, it's a league where two or three teams just dominate because they have all the stars, I don't think that's the case.
Well,
I think that the depth of superstar player, the depth of star player, the depth of elite talent in the NBA today is as good as it's ever been
in my
lifetime.
I agree
ever.
With you. And that's why, I mean, I kind of want to see, selfishly, I kind of want to see the Buzz come back to the NBA for the finals. I kind of want to see Clippers and Nets, because you're right, that would be the one that would tip the heads. And if you could get everybody healthy, I mean, if you could get Kawhi, if you could legitimately get a Clipper team that's healthy, and if you could get a Nets team that's healthy,
all five of those guys,
I mean, that would be unbelievable.
Yeah. Kawhi, PG, Durant,
Kyrie and be Harden awesome. All together
that
on the floor.
Would be an that would be a true NBA Finals. I think anything short of that this year would be like, okay, this isn't really an NBA Finals that looks like the rest of the NBA Finals the last 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have some star power. I mean, you know, no disrespect to the Miami Heat last year, but come on.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, we didn't have two teams in the league last
Udonis
year.
Udonis Haslam, really? I mean, there was just nothing there that was kind of worth looking at. So it was kind of a turnoff in some ways watching the NBA Finals last season. I think Brooklyn and the Clippers, if those teams are healthy, which who knows if they will be. I mean, Kawhi's got the ACL, and then obviously the other guys are all dinged up every freaking week between Kyrie and James Harden. But if they can get healthy, that would be as good an NBA Finals as we've seen in a long time. That's a seven-game series, I think, right there.
I do, too. I think the next best might be Phoenix and the Nets, because if you can get Chris Paul and Devin Booker, that'd be fun to watch.
Right.
That would
be
fun to watch against the Nets.
Well, I'd like to have games on radio, but the rights holder is squatting on him, and nobody can carry him. So instead, we're going to bring you some hockey in a matter of seconds here. Don't forget, on Monday, we're back on the air with more hockey coming at 5 o'clock. A big thanks to the folks at Lakeland Village Golf Course for having us out here today. This place is unbelievable. 950 golf the rest of the day, 950 carts the rest of the day. It's going to be sunny until like 4 o'clock in the morning here. It's just a different deal.
Are we in Alaska?
There's like a 60-mile radius where the sun just kind of hangs around longer up here than most golf courses around the country. So if you want to book online, check it out, lakelandvillagegc.com. The men's and ladies clubs, Tuesday and Wednesday morning, $75 to join. They got early bird specials as well in the morning, Monday through Friday. So some awesome stuff. Awesome stuff happening here at Lakeland Village Golf Course. Big thanks to them for having us out here on 950 KJR. Hockey, Vegas, Montreal, Game 3. Semi-final, Stanley Cup, right now on KJR. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you Monday at 3. Bye.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.